Unit 1. Useful advice for starting a new school year.
Starting back to school is an exciting and often stressful time of the year for parents and children. What can you do to help your child adjust to the structure of the school day after the freedom of the summer? Dr. William Sears is a nationally known author and is considered to be America's pediatrician. Recently, Dr. Bill, as he's fondly called, offered advice to the family website Love to Know on starting the new school year. So please tell us about yourself.
My name's Dr. William Sears, and I'm an associate clinical professor of pediatrics at the University of California, Irvine. I've written more than 40 books on childcare, and I currently practice with my wife, who's a nurse, and my two sons.
Why did you decide to specialize in pediatrics?
I decided to specialize in pediatrics as the care we receive as children has a significant effect on our health later in life. The fact that I'm a father and a grandfather also furthers this desire.
What do you think is the toughest part of starting back to school at the end of the summer for parents and kids?
I think the toughest part of going back to school for parents and kids is getting into a daily routine, which can be difficult after a summer's worth of flexibility, fun, and freedom.
What are some common problems kids often encounter at the beginning of a new school year?
Nervousness about returning to school can cause a lot of stomach problems for children because of the way they deal with stress. This can lead to common problems like lack of sleep, constipation, and fatigue. Parents should also watch out for lactose intolerance and food allergies.
What can parents do to make the transition from summer to school a bit easier?
Communication is the key to every successful relationship, particularly with our children. So make sure your child knows to inform you about any health issues he or she's having. In addition, a good way of keeping kids healthy during the school year is packing healthy snacks in their backpack. But see if you can make them into cool shapes that they would appreciate.
How can parents help kids stay on track throughout the school year?
Throughout the school year, kids tend to be more stressed and are exposed to a lot of new germs on a daily basis. To keep them healthy, it's necessary to boost their immune systems.
What other advice would you like to offer our readers?
Relax. Particularly when your child is younger, he or she will become set in his or her ideas on just about everything, including the way food's prepared. Expect food fixations. If the peanut butter must be on top of the jelly, and you put the jelly on top of the peanut butter, be prepared for a protest. It's a passing stage. Also, get children to eat veggies and fruits early. A way to have some family fun and incorporate this into our children's diet is planting a family garden. Gardening gives children a sense of responsibility, the pride of ownership, and they learn valuable lessons about how sun, water, seeds, and soil come together to make food. They're also more likely to eat the veggies and fruits that they see as rewards of their own efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Sears, for this interesting interview. It was a pleasure to have you here.
You're welcome. Goodbye.